Texte numéro 53. Immigrant parents struggle to keep their children bilingual. After a lunch of hot dogs and rice, Geordie Burgess blasted a ball off the wall of the lunchroom at his mother's office, his stomping grounds for the summer. No juegues aquí, Giovanna Burgess scolded her seven-year-old son, telling him in Spanish to stop. Sorry, he answered her in English. Burgess is growing accustomed to such conversations with her son. She is struggling to raise him to speak English and Spanish fluently. Researchers say Burgess and immigrant parents nationwide are confronting a difficult truth. Their children are losing their languages. Ruben G. Rumbo, a sociologist, looked at 5,700 adults in their 20s and 30s from different generations to see how long their language survived. A key finding centered on 1,900 American-born children of immigrants. The shift toward English among them was swift. While 87% grew up speaking another language at home, only 34% said they spoke it well by adulthood. And nearly 70% said they preferred to speak English. English wins, and it does so in short order, said Rumbo, who presented his findings to the Subcommittee on Immigration. What we're talking about is a real phenomenon. It is difficult for children to sustain their parents' languages amid the tidal wave of American pop culture, including movies and television, coupled with societal pressure to speak only English. Most schools and communities do little to preserve bilingualism, Rumbo said. Generations of immigrants have seen their languages fade, but Rumbo said the cost is higher now as businesses expand overseas, the United States is more diverse, and national security agencies are clamoring for people who speak foreign languages. The children themselves are losing a skill that could give them an edge in the job market. Until now, much of the debate over language has focused on the successful campaigns in Massachusetts, California, and Arizona to end bilingual education in public schools. Bilingual education was still strong in California when the participants in Rumbo's study were young, but Rumbo said English still prevailed. While researchers and advocates agree that children of immigrants are losing languages, they disagree about what to do about it. It is an economic advantage, but every single child does not want to keep two languages, said Porter, who still speaks the Italian she learnt from her immigrant parents. Some kids will become professors of language. Some kids will become international bankers. Some kids will not bother with any of that, and they'll become successful in their own way. Some parents say they are more concerned their children learn English than their native language. But Juanita Garcia of Methuen said she wants her children to learn Spanish so they can speak to their grandmother, who is visiting from Puerto Rico. Adapted from the Boston Globe, July 2007.